We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stoney, there's a big game tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed.
Michigan will take on Michigan State Saturday night for many of the marbles. And if Northwestern has its way,
all the marbles.
Yeah. Joining us to preview the game, Brendan Quinn of The Athletic here on 97.1 The Ticket. Brendan, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tom Izzo has called this the biggest game in the history of the Breslin Center. So go ahead, review all the big games ever in the Breslin Center and tell us. But this is a pretty big one. We couldn't think of any that were bigger than this one.
No, I mean, they've met a number of times here recently as top 10 teams, and that, like, in and of itself was a huge deal in terms of the 180-game-plus history of the rivalry. It's really reached its peak in the Beilein-Izzo era, because it's weird. Now, obviously, I wasn't around for most of this, but if you just go back and look at the books, the two were kind of always on a seesaw, one up, one down, and now they've kind of collided here over the last decade, and it does feel like this is the apex kind of that era.
Don't you think this is something that could happen for a while now, the way these teams are set up?
Yeah, for sure. It has been building this way, and the best thing is I don't really see it stopping anywhere. And actually, one of the things I mentioned to Tom Izzo on, I guess, Tuesday or Wednesday was, you know, why can't the Big Ten do with this rivalry right now what, you know, the ACC commonly does with Duke, North Carolina, right? Like, it is assured to be on the last game of the year. It is purposefully kind of built around. And I think that's what the Big Ten should be doing right now. I mean, they like lock this game in as the season finale and stop kind of messing with it, which they always seem to do every year, which they have improved, right? This is now a protected rivalry. So in the rotations, it will never go back to being played once a year. But like, let's take a step further and even further cement it as probably, certainly one of the best rivalries in the country and, maybe the best rivalry in the Big Ten along with Indiana Purdue.
We're talking to Brendan Quinn of The Athletic here, Jamie and Stoney 97.1 The Ticket, about Michigan State on Saturday night in East Lansing. Game one was 2 weeks ago, and, I really liked the way both coaches approached the post game. And I remember John Beilein saying afterwards, what happened? Cassius Winston happened. So how does Beilein, who is a notorious X's and O's guy, and obviously he's become, with his right-hand man there, a much more defensively sound team the last couple seasons, what do you think happens on Saturday night to, I guess, limit Cassius or at least blunt him just a little bit?
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing to think about, and I've gone back and forth on this because it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. Either way you look at it, you know, they'll probably adjust their ball screen defense a little bit. Like last time, they did not switch on 1-4 ball screens, and you could see that maybe this time because Kenny Goins is white hot right now, and I don't know if you can risk him picking and popping. But at the same time, you know, what are you going to do, right? Because the way that they guarded Cassius last time, it forced him to go into the basket and get into the middle of the floor and create, and he just made all of those floaters. It's a bunch of difficult shots where you're like, you know, I would take that. So what do? Do you go under a ball screen so that he can step out and shoot threes? He didn't make a three in the last game and still finished with 27. You start going under ball screens, he could go 5-for-7 on threes. You know, there's a reason he's the Big Ten, probable Big Ten player of the year. You know, I almost wonder if make him score 50 and shut down everyone else. Like, maybe that's a plan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you have the unique, in your job, you have the unique task of actually, you cover both teams as opposed to having one beat writer for each team. But, you know, forgetting about the injuries, which I guess you can't, but if when they're each 100% healthy, who do you think's a better team?
You know, there's different stages of the season where when they were both healthy, like, Michigan was obviously at 100% in November and was clearly the better team. Michigan State at 100% for stretches in December clearly looked like the better team, even while Michigan was still 100%. And that's kind of the ebbs and flows of a season. But, you know, if they were both rock solid right now, at this point in the year, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I would say either even in, like, Michigan State is such a bizarre team where, like, I know Izzo hates the talking point, but, like, the numbers don't lie on it. You know, they got – their numbers were a little bit better after the Josh Langford injury, and their numbers got a little bit better after the Nick Ward injury. Now, it doesn't make any logical sense on paper when you just look at, you know, these are guys that have been watched by NBA scouts for years who are leaving the lineup and being replaced by essentially role players. But the beauty of what Michigan State does right now is everyone knows their job, right? Everyone on the court is a willing screener. No one cares who shoots. Everyone cares about getting rebounds. Everyone cares about defending. Everyone cares about playing to their role and what's asked of them. And when you do that and you're coached well and you have one of the three or four best point guards in America, you can win in college basketball.
We're talking to Brendan Quinn here on 97.1 The Ticket. He covers Michigan and Michigan State for The Athletic. You know, we were debating earlier about the impact this game's going to have on the future the next few weeks. Do you think, I don't know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of moving parts here across college basketball, and we still have the Big Ten tournament. Winner guaranteed a 2 seed. Do you think the 1 seed might still be out there for Michigan if they win Saturday, win the Big Ten tournament? What impact does this game in your mind have on the seedings for the NCAAs?
I think a 1 seed is in play still for both.
For both.
If one of these teams wins this game and wins the Big Ten championship, it'll be pretty tough to keep them off the one line. The fourth 1 seed has always kind of been in play. That's been the one that's been discussed. You know, could it be one of Michigan or Michigan State, or could it be Kentucky, or could it be Tennessee, or whatever? Now I wonder about, you know, Duke's 1 seed. If they lose to North Carolina this weekend, after, you know, all their current struggles that they've had, and they go out early in the ACC tournament, and Zion is still questionable, is that a 1 seed? Take the name off the chest, and I don't think so. So I would say a 1 seed certainly still in play for both teams. And the interesting thing, though, is when, to your point of what does this mean moving forward, and, you know, what, and, you know, does someone build momentum, and does this carry them to the Final Four, is, like, you know, the next week whoever played this game could look completely different. And, you know, I wasn't here for that season yet, but you know, Michigan's Final Four year in 2013.
Yeah, they lost early in the Big Ten tournament, right?
Stumble at the end, right? They lose to Penn State late. They lose the conference championship game in almost an identical situation to this, right? Season finale, tournament championship on the line. They lose at home to Indiana, then go out in the second round of the Big Ten tournament, still catch fire, go to the Final Four. Like, so anything can happen, I'd say, for both. But the Big Ten championship's important. And, you know, that's what these guys play for all year. I think it's one of the more impressive things to go win a 20-game conference regular season championship. That's a hell of an accomplishment.
Right.
So both coaches would rather, you know, win the regular season than win the Big Ten tournament.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah, and now, look, you have, obviously, I've read a lot of your long-form pieces with the access that each coach has given you from time to time. This is maybe an unfair question as well, but what the hell. If you had one game to win, who are you picking to coach that game?
Oh, you're killing me. You are killing me with that question.
I
what's
to.
Wrong with you?
I know. That's what I do, you know.
Each has merit. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing, like, because if you're looking at, you know, maybe someone to play out of their minds or over their heads or whatever, you know, you could certainly make the case for Tom Izzo. If you've got, like, a 24-hour turnaround or something like that, you know, Beeline's notorious for his ability to scout game plan and insert a new, you know, some new changes or whatever you need in a 36-hour turnaround that you see in the NCAA tournament. I'll tell you what, end of game, draw up a situation and look for the best shot. Like, both of these guys are at the absolute highest level. you know, Tom's in the Hall of Fame, and I think John Beilein's probably headed that way.
Okay, is there a player in the game tomorrow night, maybe one on each team, who in your mind is the X factor? Obviously, if Michigan's going to win, they're going to have a good game from Xavier, probably a good game from Iggy. If Michigan State's going to win, it's obviously got to have a good game from Cassius. Is there a player kind of under the radar?
I would. So let's take Xavier Simpson and Cassius Winston out of the question, because that is, they're both 1A, right? I do feel like whoever wins the point guard battle likely wins the game. So we'll take them out. Beyond that, for Michigan, I'd probably say John Teske, staying on the court first and foremost, not picking up an early foul or anything. He was gassed in the second half of the first game. And as it was defending, it was, you know, keeping up with Michigan State's transition. But at the end of the game, he was cooked. So you're going to need him still fresh at the end of the game. And if he can bang some threes and you know, he doesn't, if it can be just a concise, like, 2 for 4, you know, as opposed to 1 for 7 or 0 for 0. Like, he didn't attempt a three in the last game. All credit to Michigan State's ball screen defense, but Michigan definitely needs a really good day out of John Teske. They're often their best when he's at his best. For Michigan State, I'd probably say, on first blush, probably Matt McQuaid. You know, they're going to need to score. And if he can get free and hit some threes, especially if Charles Matthews is not playing in this game, that could essentially be the difference. If he goes out and gives them, you know, 18-20 and Cassius does his thing, they're a tough beat at home.
Hey, Brandon, really appreciate the time. Love reading your stuff on The Athletic, and we'll be reading your recap of the game on Sunday. Thanks again.
Thanks, BQ.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. That's Brendan Quinn of The Athletic here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.